Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 15th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the opposition movement for democratic change's 15th anniversary and their resolve to confront the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the MDCT 15th anniversary.
The MDCT held its 15th anniversary in Maswingo at the weekend, with party leader Moken Tsvangirai vowing to adopt a confrontational approach that would include mass action to force President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party to fulfill its election promises of 2013.
The state-controlled and ZANU-PF-leaning ZBC, though, is claiming that Tsvangirai has called on his supporters to rise against the government, accusing the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, the police, and war veterans of advancing state-sponsored violence on civilians.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
wait. Onguka Gibbs, nasi tlauti tinge tichi taura nevanu. Neje bato re MDCT kubva zvaraka umbwa vanhu vachitudza kuti makore gumi nemashanu aya pane chavaona here chashanduka munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe uye tinoda kuti tinge tichitaurawo nezvimwe zvirikutaurwa neMDC zvekuti inenge ichida kuti vanhu varatidzire kana pasina chiri kubuda kubva kune zvakavimbiswa neZANU-PF. Tinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda havana mabasa munyika uye bumbiro remutemo rinotendera vanhu kuratidzira chero pasina mhirizhonga. Chinova chinhu chatisingakurudzire Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo kwe blessing. Yeah, Zulu kandaba lingalithola njani lapha likhona ngemakhaya khona ngapho thina ngapha lo blessing siyaphila okwamagama. Yeah, lapha esikhuluma ngakho sibili ukuthi ibandla le MDCT yilelo ke elikhokhelwa nguMorgan Tsvangirai lithi sokumele abantu bangene esidaladini lapha betshengisele ukuthi izinto ezininga sihambe kahle. Bathi kakhulu okwemsebenzi ibandla le ZANU-PF lathi lizaba zama ukuthi kube le msebenzi
2 million
yeah. So selisithi sokumele kusetshenzwe kathesi kodwa ke kulabanye ke asebebhala blessing besithi okwenziwa nguTsvangirai lokhu kungani kuthiwa kaphikisa uhulumende agijimisana nohulumende kube isipansi phezulu so khonokho ngiye kukhanya zani kuyethusa abanye ukuthi ungezwa sokungani sokulamakhemkhe manje so kungani kuzatshana into ezinjalo so thina asifisele ukuthi kube lokulwisana lukana ukuthi abantu bayajikijelana kumathi nxa ukuthi abantu bezimatshela nje ezitaladini besihambele kuhle ngokukhululeka ibayekelwe njalo bakwenze ngoba isekelo sombuso selizwe silakho khona kuphela blessing ye abafuna ukungena kuhlelo kumbe ngithi ngenani kuhlelo kathesi sixoxene Zulu kandaba inombolo nansi uchaye kanye siyakuchayela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077 kulumani sizwe Zulu njalo mfowethu.
For those of you who are just joining us, of course, we are talking about the MDCT's 15th anniversary and also its resolutions, one of which being that the party is saying that it will confront the government of President Robert Mugabe, even in the streets. This Congress, of course, was celebrated under the banner or under the theme of Towards National Convergence, Organize People for Victory. The party since its formation, Gibbs has had two major splits. Of course, there was the one by former Secretary General Washman Ngube, to be followed by another one, of course, by Tendai Biti, also another former, if you want, Secretary General of the same party. It has been turbulent.
No, you know, at the weekend we spoke to Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who is the party's organizing secretary, who said, you know, some of these issues that were taking place in the party is something that we expect to happen. You know, expect, you know, he put something like, if a river that is flooded, in most cases carries all those kind of other, you know, kind of, you know, woods and stuff that flows down the river right onto its banks. So at the end of the day, you are saying there are some along the way who may likely fall by the wayside. And some will continue focused, according to him. And he was saying, at the end of the day, that's democracy. And democracy is part of the, you know, the processes of splits and all those kind of things. So I think I understood what where he was going. But at the end of the day, people are saying, what has the MTC done? And some are disappointed, really.
Indeed, indeed. Honga hamadza diwa. Nasi, tunauti tinge tichi tarisa. Nezwe maonero enyu ne mashoko ebatore MTC kuti aiwa iko zino. Avaneta ndezviri kuitika nekudaro vanhu vanofanira kuratidzira kusafarira kwavo zviri kuitwa nehurumende yeZANU PF uye toda kunzwawo kuti muri kuona sei zvaitwa neMDC kubva zvayakaumbwa muna 1999 kusvika pari zvino sezvatiri kutaura naGibbs makamboita kukweshana kwesimbi zvakapa kuti vamwe vanga vachibuda mubato irori asi vachamisa sekumataurwa zviri kutaura naGibbs vari kuti bato riri kuenderera mberi nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamurimi kuti ndo zvamuri kuona here uye zvimwe zvisungo zvebato iri Gibbs sekutaura kwataita zvekuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vachiti varatidzire uye bato riri kutiwo roda kuti ringe richiuya nebumbiro remutemo idzva inova nyaya iri kuunza mutauro wakanyanya mubato nekuti vamwe vari kuti aiwa iyo nyaya yekuda kuvandudza bumbiro iyi ichapa vatsvangira masimba akawandisa nekune rimwe divi vamwe vachiti aiwa hapana chakaipa bato rinofanira kunge richivhunura pane imwe nguva sezvinoita nyoka zviyazviya kuti inombovhunura
yahluba pene nyoka iyeye so ke ye uyakhuluma ke Blessing sikhuluma sinje ke amafoni ethu ngani ahlupa mbijana kodwa lokho sizama ukuthi sifonele khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe sithole abantu esibatholayo ngoba besimeme abantu abathize ukuthi sikhulume labo kodwa ngiyethemba ukuthi sizagcina senelisa ukuthi silithole kuhle khula ngapho siyakwazi nje ukuci amakhalekhukhwini be-econet ngani bayahlupa kakhulu kodwa sinethemba ukuthi kuyalunga konoko nje ye njengoba uBlessing akhuluma sibili lapha okumqoka ukuthi kambe ibandla leMDC selenzelani uZulu kuze kuyefika ke khona manje ye sike sakhuluma ke lo mnumzana uNelson Chamisa ngempela viki wakhuluma sibili sithi hayi yena ukubonayo ukuthi bakhona asebaphumayo kubandla leli lokho kwenziwa ukuthi nxa abantu bekubanengi kubandla bakhona abanye abangawela phansi bakhona abanye abangabe besiya phambili beqhubekela phambili besenza umsebenzi webandla so wasephinda futhi wathi ukhangelele kakhulu ukuthi umongameli webandla leli umnumzana Tswangirai abe ngumongameli welizwe leZimbabwe so ke kukhanya ngazani ke kungaba lokune ngokukhulu ongenziwa iMDC ukwenza ukuthi ke Blessing uMorgan Tswangirai ayicina ezibamba esidukweni siyakwazi ke ukuthi uTswangirai siwazama sibili lokuchawechaywa bake bamchasi bam lokwamagama kube sokuya ngesikhathi futhi kulobu dlwangudlwangu obuthize abanye beMDC kukhanya bachasi ngo 2008 ngesikhathi sokhetho so ke kade sifuna ukuzwa ngani Zulu ukuthi lina likubona njani ukuthi MDC esikwenzile kathesi njalo iza kwenzani ngesikhathi esilandelayo silethemba lokuthi ke kuzalunga konoko lokudingayo kodwa ke asikhulumeni sixoxeni
Of course, we are still having problems trying to connect with the MDC spokesman, Mr. Douglas Monzora, who promised to be on our show. But of course, according to him, the 10 issues that need to be addressed include poverty, unemployment, corruption, non-implementation of the constitution, economic collapse, poor service delivery, poor health facilities, among other things. These are Gibbs, the things that the MDC T is saying the government must address, or they will face people in the streets. There's also concern generally in Zimbabwe that because of the factional fights in ZANU-PF, the government for now has stopped trying to address some of these issues, and it's just focusing internally. Of course, you know, the alleged factional fights between Vice President Joyce Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, the two who are vying for President Robert Mugabe's position. Should he step down? Mr. Mugabe is 90, and of course, he's saying there's no vacancy at State House, but this has not stopped his lieutenants from fighting for the position.
Yes, now we've got some messages that are coming through, you know, through Facebook. And one of the messages is from Tanya, who writes, a promise is a promise. Whatever ZANU-PF promised should be fulfilled. Then we've got Mr. Thompson Ngamlilo, who says, how is MTC privy to ZANU-PF election promises? I think this is a big question mark. And then promises were made to their supporters. How can they be demanded by the MTC? It will make sense if MTC is talking about government policies. So I think we still have some more messages that are trickling in, but I'm sure we've got a problem with our WhatsApp number. Maybe we'll try to retrieve those messages as soon as possible. So we're still trying to get hold of our guests, and we hope to do it as fast as possible. What else do we have?
That's very true. Of course, please do call us if you are having problems. Just try to continue calling. Of course, tonight's topic, we are focusing on the MDCT's 15th anniversary. We want to see if there have been any changes to Zimbabwe's political situation as a result of that. We have some messages on WhatsApp that are coming in, Gibbs. First, we have Enoch on WhatsApp, who says the leaders must go at the forefront because we will be crushed. I think what Enoch is saying is leaders should not just tell people that let's confront Mugabe and then they are seated at home when the supporters are confronting Mr. Mugabe's police in the streets. So, they are saying what should happen is that the leaders should be in front.
Instead of drinking
coffee. Yes, you don't lead from the back. You lead. That's, you know, hilarious there. Then we also have Mkoma Tekshua Vanotizo. This was Ochaizo. Promises a credit. Ngava ite Zavakavimbisa Vanave Zimbabwe. Of course, he's saying these were promises that were made, and they should be fulfilled. And of course, we also have Mutero Anotie. Izvo vana veZimbabwe azvishandi. Mongo kuvadzisa vanhu, regai vatonge. This, of course, is Mutero. He's saying that, you know, should people try to protest, they will be dealt with in a brutal fashion by the police. And why not just let ZANU-PF rule forever?
So this person is actually giving up, saying
the,
no.
Mutero is throwing his hands in the air. And then Farai Manyere anoti hongu idanho rakanaka kuti ZANU-PF ione kuti vana vanoda mabasa. Asi ndatizivei kuti ZANU-PF ine vanhu vanoreva nhema uye vanoshandisa chisimba. Nekushandisa mapurisa nemasoja. Saka vanhu vachange vachingosungwa nekuiswa majeri pasina dzinogadziriswa. Dai MDCT yatongoramba zvayo ichipinda muvanhu ichiudza vanhu zvavakanangana nezveurongwa hwavo hwekuti vabvise vana veZimbabwe mumadhaka avakaiswa neZANU-PF. Ndavaudze vanhu zvavakagona nezvavari kuronga kuti vanhu vave nepfungwa nyowani. Of course, Farai is saying it's useless to try to confront the government of Mr. Mugabe, which is, of course, backed by the police and the army. What the MDC must do is to go back to the people and try to politicize them, sell their agendas to them, and make sure in future they will vote for the MDC. He's saying confrontation is not the way to go. Of course, we also have Fabsa Kumasvingo, who says, Dano RMDCT rakanaka chose nekuti Zanu PF haina zvido zvevanhu pamoyo. Takapedza chikoro asi hatina zvekuita nekuda kweumbi midogo vavamugabe nebato ravo. Fabs Kumasvingo is saying that taking to the streets is good, because he is saying that he finished his studies a long time ago but he's still unemployed. Of course, this is a serious problem in Zimbabwe, where unemployment is said to be hovering around 90%, although the government says it's 10%, because it says many are in what they're calling the informal employment gaps.
Yes, and mathematics is always a problem when it comes to some of these calculations, blessing. And then we've got a message on Facebook from Happias, who says, we want our jobs right now. Right now. That's what he says. Then we've got Sipo Itai, who says, do what you want, because he's saying this to ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF should do what they want. And then I think we've got another message from General E, who says, I want to participate in the live talk program right now. Call me. So we're trying to call him, but the numbers are a little bit tricky.
Of course, the messages still are trickling in. Lucky for us, we have Stan, who says, we all support the MDC's call, but people will be slaughtered by Mr. Mugabe. He will kill for his Zimbabwe. Then we have Charles, who says, be careful because it's a military government. And we also have Douglas Dube. Unfortunately, more and more messages are coming in, difficult to read. But Douglas Dube says, Zimbabwe is full of cowards at times. In the Nyarara, Zhangu. Douglas is not so hopeful. Then we have Jabson, he has a long one, who says, the MDCT's resolution is a big deal as ZANU-PF is reluctant to deliver their election campaign. However, strategies and mobilization need to be implemented for the demonstrations to have a punch. That is coming, of course, from Jabson. And then we have Wilson Mutema, who says, sanity inouraya vanguard vanhu vamwari. I don't know what he's talking about there. And of course, we also have Tainos Matutu, who says it's fine because they need the president to fulfill what he said during the campaign period. We also have Solomon Mudzingo, who says politics is a stupid game. In Mashingo, half of the unemployed were fully employed by the introduction of the Great Zimbabwe University Institution. But here, someone like Changirai is saying he wants to step up protest. Is he normal? Is it not the president who did it? Of course, we read whatever people are saying. And then we have Mapolisa, who says, in Zhangu Zi, Mina Zi. I shall not speak. Who else? Do you have anyone on WhatsApp here?
No, I think we have exhausted our numbers here, our messages on on Facebook. But then if we make some bit of reflection, the MDC, you still remember that it was formed in 1999 by trade unionists, and this included the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, the Zimbabwe National Students Union, and the National Constitutional Assembly, and various organizations. At the time the party was formed, we still remember, Mr. Tsvangirai was the leader of that party and is still the leader today. So, and then the other benchmark that we can think of during its transformation over the years. In 2005, as you mentioned, there was a split when the SG, or Secretary General at that time, Welshman Ngobe, decided to leave with a group of other people, complaining that Mr. Tsvangirai was not too democratic. And then in 2008, we still remember that, you know, Mr. Tsvangirai almost won the elections. And it was just a question of him having a few numbers to become the president of the country. And the country had no results for a very long time. Very long time, blessing. And then when you look at that time too, about 200 supporters of the MDC were allegedly butchered by the ZANU-PF supporters. So then that issue is still unresolved up to today. Then we go to 2009. You still remember that there was the formation of the unity government,
mm-hmm.
Which was formed by the MTCT and the ZANU-PF. And we know that the prime minister of that government was Mr. Moken Tswangirai, and Mr. Mugabe was the president. You still remember he became the president, executive president, in 1987. So he's still the president of Zimbabwe. Then in 2013, we still remember the benchmark kind of elections, which were won by ZANU-PF. And the MTC is still disputing those elections. So now it is saying those election promises that were made by Mr. Mugabe should actually be fulfilled. And it is at the same time that we had a company called Nikuv that allegedly rigged the elections on behalf of ZANU-PF. It's still not proved that they actually did that. So at the end of the day, the MTC still makes that those allegations. But then we had Mr. Tenaibidi, who went public and said the elections were not rigged. The MTC lost the elections, you know, because of lack of a strategy. And then come 2014, it was the split of the moment. Tenaibidi and others actually said they don't want to be associated with Mr. Tswangirai anymore. So there have been a lot of issues there.
Indeed. Then let's go back to the messages that we have. We have Babache Nidza, who says, you will have people slaughtered by the security forces. He's not so sure about this. And then we have Mwemtere Ranoti, Ndini Wenyu Abimbo, Taneta Kushandra Kunze Kwenyika, MDC Ngaira Mbeaka Shinga, Kuina Kwayo, Ndo Kuna Kiruwa Okwedu, ZANU-PF Nabiti, Havana Chavano Batsira, Mo Zimbabwe, Kunyanya. And then, of course, we also have another... Douglas Kwamure Wanoti, Tikano Fora Tofane Guroa. Some people are really skeptical, Gibbs.
Very skeptical.
Yes,
because you have to be scared. You know?
Yeah. We have Tawanda, who says, for now, for how long shall we cower in silence? It's high time we spill our sweat, not our blood, for the country. But if... there is a call. No, I don't get what Tawanda was trying to say there. But let's just read another one. You know, the ZANU-PF imondi inouraya vose vanoipikisa is not
happy at all.
Happy at all. Douglas also says, okay, Douglas wants to be called. And I think we have our first guest.
Yes, and that is Mr. Meli Dube, who is you know, a political analyst with the Bulawayo Agenda. Mr. Dube, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Dube.
Thank you for having you around. I think Blessing can start the ball rolling.
Now, Mr. Dube, what is your take on this issue, the MDCT's 15th anniversary? But of course, what is trending right now, what many people are talking about, our callers, those who are sending messages, they are saying that this issue of telling Zimbabweans to protest is really controversial. Some are saying we'll be slaughtered. Others are saying it is the way forward. What is your take?
Okay, 15th anniversary. I think it's regrettable that we have gotten to this 15th anniversary with a very split, very splintered, very multi-splintered opposition that is with MDCT, MDCN, MDCR. I think the new one is MDCR now. That's coming on board. So I think it's firstly, it's regrettable because of the work that the opposition has done in Zimbabwe since 1999. We know that I think they were the first opposition party to push for this some kind of multi-democracy or some kind of multi-party partisanship in Zimbabwe. So I think they did well on that part, on that front, but they failed to stick together, and that is regrettable. It's a very, very, very big letdown to the people of Zimbabwe. And then to the issue of protests, I am not sure about the success of protests in Zimbabwe, which is situated in a region that has chosen President Mugabe to be their chairperson despite all legitimacy questions in Zimbabwe. And I am not so sure of the success of protests in a world where even protests are so difficult to deal with in America, in Britain, and all over the world. It would be so, so, so difficult for anyone to point a finger at Mugabe, even if he kills and beats people in the streets, because it would be the same way the other countries are dealing with protests. So I am not sure of the success of that.
Gibbs.
Now, looking at the MTC, which is very much battered, you know, we're talking to Mr. Chamisa at the weekend, and he actually promised that come 2018, Mr. Tsvangirai will be the leader of Zimbabwe, or let me say president of Zimbabwe. Do you agree with that?
I'm not sure. I do not prophesy myself, but... What I can say is that we've heard of this message over and over again from different political parties that have come and gone and that still remain or remain in different formations. It is only the wish. It has always been the wish and the objective of any opposition to get their leader into power. Mm-hmm. And for them to speak like that is not alien, is not foreign, but it does not mean that it's completely true. It is just their objective. It's an expression of what they wish for. It's an expression of what they work for every day. It's another ballgame altogether, whether they will get in there or they will not get in there, because there are fundamental questions that we need to answer as Zimbabweans. That is it the numbers only that will get change through the country? Is it numbers only that will see the change of a president, someone else getting into state house? We've seen numbers. We've seen hundreds of thousands of people attending rallies, attending meetings. But we've seen those things coming to nothing. So it then begs for other answers. To say, is it really numbers or there are other issues that are fundamental that Zimbabwe has to answer first before it can talk of changes?
Thank you, Mr. Dube. More and more messages are coming in, unprecedented numbers of messages, actually, Gibbs.
Yes.
We have one person here who does not want to be mentioned. Yes, he says, let's wait for elections than running battles with black boots. Nehemia anoti mapurisa batai vanhu. Then we also have another caller anoti anozviti zivai moyo wegandanga zivai kuti moyo wegandanga hauna tsitsi munorohwa makatarisa na Bob. Mabuyo Chipinge, ndi Mabuyo Argu Chipinge, and then another one who also refuses to be named is saying, please may MDC stop this. They are the original party. Let those coming after put their surnames. Mm-hmm. Then we also have another Kolanuti Ndini Abimbo. Ndiri mumwewe MDC, ndinokumbira vamwe vangu, ngatisaratidzire, tinopera kuurayiwa, musangano ukasara usina vanhu, isu tava pedyo nekutonga. Then we also have Vingwenya, who says MDC street protests are a desperate attempt by the party to find relevance in the political scene. They failed to create a fair platform for credible elections. And then we also have Kelvin C, who says, let's protest in the streets. I am Kelvin C. We'll continue to read some of those messages. But of course, we are having problems with our phones. But however, we'll continue to try to call our listeners and also our guests. Mr. Dube, please do stay on the line. Of course, we are having problems with Mr. Meli Dube's
line.
For our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying, stay tuned.